you have your Bibles tonight, turn with me, please, over to the book of Joshua. My grandpa was preaching, he'd say, Joshua. Amen. Joshua chapter number 24. On Sunday, we spent two services preaching on the subject of serve the Lord with gladness. We were in Psalm 100, and I'm not going to review a lot of that, but most of the time that psalm is saved for Thanksgiving. But God led us to go there, and we need to serve the Lord with gladness, don't we? I wish I could tell you that I got saved in 1987, and every day's been a glad day. But that's just not true. There have been some sad days along the way. And some of the sadness was my own fault. Amen. I got my eyes off of the one that loved me and gave himself for me. And tonight, I want to preach for a little while on this subject, serve the Lord with determination. This is what God has put in my heart. I believe we need some more determination. Amen. In our hearts, in our homes, even in the house of God. Now, sitting back here in the choir looking out over the congregation, and I tell you tonight my heart was blessed because I can see something called determination among my people. They didn't give up. They didn't give in. They kept going. They kept doing what was right, and God has blessed them. And he's blessed me just watching it happen. It'd be so easy sometimes just to throw in the towel, wouldn't it? I want to look for a text tonight in Joshua chapter 24. This is a very, very familiar passage of Scripture, but I don't know if I've ever looked at it in this light before. Joshua chapter number 24. And I'm going to start reading in verse 13, read down through verse 15. We're going to read some of the other verses as we go along. In the chapter, the Bible said here, and I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you built not, and you dwell in them of the vineyards and olive yards which you planted not, do you eat. Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. I'm going to tell you something. I believe Joshua is a good leader, don't you? Man, I like him. Amen. I like Joshua. Moses died and passed off the scene, and God had a man, amen, to pick up the ball and run with it. The Bible said in verse 15, and if it seem evil to you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. And here's the text tonight. But as for me and my house, what's that next word? Boy, do you sense any determination in Joshua's voice right there? He said, we will serve the Lord. Not if everything goes just right, but he said, we will. There was a determination in that statement that I believe we need in our hearts, that we need in our homes. Pray with me a moment. Father, thank you tonight for the Word of God. I pray, Father, tonight that you will illuminate the Scripture. And help us, our God, tonight, Lord, to be a blessing to our precious people. God, will give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. When I prayed just then, I was reminded of something Brother John told me years ago. He said they were in a revival meeting and said there was a fellow got in the altar alongside the preacher. And he began to cry out to God. He said, oh, God, illuminate his mind. He meant illuminate, amen. Said the preacher saying, oh, God, please don't do that. Amen. Amen. But we do need the Lord to shine a light on the Word of God, amen, that we might learn from His precious Word. I want to give you tonight just, I guess, five things tonight as I've studied and looked at this and prayed over it, why we need to serve the Lord with determination. And I believe Joshua was in on this too. The first thing that God spoke to my heart about, if you go back to chapter number one in the book of Joshua, the first thing God spoke to my heart tonight is because to serve the Lord is an honor. We do what we do. And beloved, if you think about it just right, we get to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And it blows my mind to think that the likes of Him would take the likes of me into His ranks. Amen. And I thank God for that. The Bible said in verse 1, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan." In other words, get up, Joshua. I've chosen you, amen, to lead this people. And when God spoke to my heart, I thought about the honor, beloved, to serve the Lord. Even just being a part of a local church like this and the history of the church, amen, just knowing that those that have blazed the trail before us, amen, it's an honor to serve the Lord. And I believe tonight it ought to put in us some determination, amen, that we're just going to go on, just keep on keeping on for the glory of God. He said, "Thou and all this people unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel." Now, I'm not sure if you realize tonight what an honor it is to serve the Lord. I believe that one day, we kind of down here, we're bad. We're just people. We're bad to make a difference in the service. Oh, he does a lot and she don't do much, or he don't do much and she does a lot. But I'm going to tell you something right now, beloved. We might be fooled when we get to the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. Because I'm telling you, I love that song, Brother Chris, that says, "Little is much if God is in it." Amen. I love it. Amen. All them people dropping all that money in that plate, and Jesus said, "That widow, amen, she put in more than all of them." Amen. And I thank God tonight that, you know what that widow knew? You knew what Mary knew when she broke that alabaster box of ointment and anointed the feet of Jesus? She knew it was an honor to serve the Lord. Amen. I think sometimes if we're not careful, we get over that. And we get in this humdrum, ho-hum state of mind, amen. And we don't realize what an honor it is to get up in the morning and have this precious old book and we can read. Get up in the morning and be able to talk to the God of heaven, because God opened us up a way, amen, that we could come right into His presence. He did that at Calvary too, amen. That veil in the temple was rent in twain. And we ought to serve Him. We ought to be determined to serve Him, because it's an honor to serve the Lord. But then the second thing that God spoke to my heart about, as Joshua said here, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Not we might, but if the stars line up, but he said, we will serve the Lord. I believe Joshua meant it, don't you? And I believe tonight it's good. The second thing God spoke to my heart about, not only because what we do in serving the Lord is an honor, should we be determined to serve the Lord, but what He's done in our hearts. You think about that for just a moment. Can anybody remember, amen, when God took out a heart of stone and put in a heart of flesh? Can anybody remember, beloved, when God took that heart that was full of sin and took it out and put in a heart that was full of joy? And I believe that what had happened in Joshua's life. And I believe we need some of that, what old timers used to call Holy Ghost grid. Amen. We need to know that God did something in our own heart. How are we going to expect Him to do something in somebody else's heart if we're not rejoicing over what He's done in our own heart? Amen. I was talking to Brother Jason today, and I think the time changes here soon, and we're going to start visiting again of an evening. I'm looking looking forward to that. Yesterday was Tuesday evening and the sun was shining. I'd been out in the afternoon visiting, but I got home and man, I'm telling you, I was in my shirt sleeves and I said, man, it's time to hit the road again. Amen. It's time to get out there and knock on doors and invite people to the house of God. You say, preacher, you're crazy. Leave me alone. I'm having a good time being crazy. Amen. It's an honor, amen, to serve the Lord. And I want to serve Him because of what He's done down deep in my heart. I tell you what God did that night when He saved me. I wrote this down so I wouldn't forget it, Brother Chris. He took out a mess and He put in the master. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord Jesus said, listen, I'm going to go away, but He said, I'm going to send you another comforter. And the blessed Holy Spirit of the living God moved in my heart and moved in my life that night when He saved me. Amen. And thank God He did. And now the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and long-suffering and gentleness and faith and meekness. I don't get it all, gentleness. Amen. But all of that happens because He took out what was bad and put in what was good. Amen. That's the God I serve tonight. Amen. He's done something in my heart. I believe that Joshua, he wasn't just saying something with his mouth. Joshua was a real man of God and he was a real leader. Amen. He wasn't just a leader in the nation. He was a leader in the home. Amen. And I thank God for Joshua and what the Lord had done. In Joshua chapter 24, and if you look at verse 22 through verse number 24, Joshua said unto the people, you're witnesses against yourself. You have chosen the Lord, watch this, to serve Him. And they said, we're witnesses. Now therefore, he said, put away, said he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the God of Israel. You see, it was a matter of the heart. It wasn't a matter of the head. Amen. I was talking to somebody the other day about a young man. He announced the call to preach, and he ain't preaching no more. Amen. You say, Pastor, don't that shake you up? I'm going to tell you something right now, beloved. A lot of people's like me. They're trying to fill a hole in here with everything in the world. Say amen. I'm telling you right now, beloved, everybody puts one of these under their arm, amen, and gets in a place like this. It's not a preacher. Amen. I'm just telling you, beloved, that's not a matter of the head. It's a matter of the heart. And when you get Jesus down in your heart, it's not going to take, beloved, much to just keep you going and going and going for the glory of God. Amen. What He's done in our hearts. I like the verse in Romans. It said, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Listen to me. Every one of us knows somebody that says they're a Christian, and yet there's hatred in their heart. There's bitterness in their soul. Amen. I don't know about you, but God took that stuff out. Say amen. You say, Pastor, ain't you never been wronged? Honey, I can't count the times I've been wronged. But I can tell you this, I'm not holding one thing against anybody. Amen. The same God that forgave me can forgive them. And I'm going to tell you this, if you're waiting on somebody to ask, some people to ask you to forgive them, you'll be waiting until Jesus comes and it still won't happen. Say amen. You've got to learn how to just forgive them and go on. Amen. For the glory of God. What He's done in our hearts. And then I believe Joshua had that determination because of what he was doing in his home. Joshua said, as for me, and I love this, did you know the Bible teaches that household salvation? That's God's will, amen. It don't always happen that way. But you remember that Philippian jailer? What must I do to be saved? He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Anybody remember the next words? And thy house. Amen. God didn't want to just save that jailer. He wanted to save his whole household. And what he's doing in our homes. Look at Joshua chapter 24 verse 1 and verse number 2. And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem. I underlined that in my Bible. He gathered them all. And he called for the elders of Israel and for their heads and for their judges and for their officers. And they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said unto all the people, look at that word all. That's what it means, all. And he said, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, your fathers dwelled on the other side of the flood in old time, even Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, Nahor, and they served other gods. I took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood and led him throughout all the land of Canaan and multiplied his seed. I'm telling you, beloved, Joshua knew that God was up to some good stuff in the home. In verse number 15, he said, "But as for me and my house, choose." I believe it's a choice, don't you? Amen. I don't believe it just happens. Amen. I believe a person's got to put their foot down and say, by the grace of God, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. We're not going back over yonder with the Amorites and the Canaanites. Amen. We're just going to serve the Lord. I think there's another picture of this. Look at chapter 1 quickly with me tonight. Look at chapter number 1. Verse 13 and verse 14, I want to look at here just a moment. I believe old Joshua, I believe he loved the family and he loved the home. He said in verse 13, "Remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God hath given you rest and hath given you this land." Now notice verse 14. "Your wives, your little ones, your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you." I'm telling you, that was on Joshua's heart. He was not just talking about, beloved, the leaders and the elders in Israel. And listen to me. We have a president right now that's upset about the young people in our land that are dropping like flies because the fentanyl's flying across the border. I say, thank God, it's about time somebody got upset about that. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, I don't know this for a fact, but that may be a lot closer to this church than we know. Say amen. I mean, things you can't explain, amen. But I'm telling you, that may be exactly what happened. I'm just telling you tonight, beloved, listen, Joshua had a concern for the little ones, and he had a concern for their wives. And he said, "Moses gave you on this side Jordan, but ye shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them until the Lord hath given your brethren rest." I believe there was a special place in Joshua's heart for the home. Amen. Not only his own home, but the homes across the nation. By the way, I heard a preacher say this years ago. It's not original with me, but I think it's true. He said, as the home goes, so goes the church. And as the church goes, so goes the nation. Now you think about that. I've been saying for years, beloved, that a lot of what we're laying at the feet of the White House needs to be laid right out there at the door of God's house. Amen. We've rolled over and played dead while a bunch of this junk's been shoved down our throat. Amen. And I'm telling you, I believe Joshua was a man with a backbone, Brother Jason, that believed in standing up for what was right. Amen. He wasn't going to roll over and play dead. He was going to do what was right. I thought about Timothy today when I was thinking about the home. Paul said, thy grandmother Lois, thy mother Eunice. I'm telling you, Timothy didn't just come along one day and just pop up and say, I think I'll serve the Lord. No, sir. He come out of a godly home. Amen. And I tell you tonight, that ought to be the desire of our heart and the determination of our heart. Serve the Lord with determination. Why? Because it's an honor. Why? Because of what He's done in our heart. Why? Because of what He's doing in our home. Now, this number 4, I'm going to give you this tonight. Look at, let me just give you the point and then we'll back it up. Because of what He's doing to help. Our God is still helping us. Did you all know that? Amen. I don't know if you know this or not, but I don't believe we can make it a day without Him. I don't even believe we could make it an hour without Him. I don't even believe we could make it a minute without Him. I don't even believe we could. You say, Pastor, where did you get this? You know what the Bible said? In Him we live and move and have our very being. Is that right or is that wrong? Amen. I'm telling you, in Him we live and move and have our being. A songwriter years ago wrote a song, said, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I thank God tonight, beloved. There's still some people in America that are determined to serve God because of they know they need His help. Amen. Because of what He's done to help us. Look at verse number 17. The Bible said, this goes along with Brother Jason's message the other night. See, Brother Jason, there wasn't nobody else listening, but I was listening. And I'm just kidding. He just got up a while ago and said, everybody remembers. And boy, I hope he don't put me on the spot there one day. Say amen. Anyway, look at verse 17. For the Lord our God, He it is that brought us, watch this now, up and our fathers out of Egypt. You know who got you out of sin? You didn't get out by yourself. Say amen. I'm telling you, oh, Brother Fred, Brother Ralph, I can still hear God's hand reach further down than I could reach up. And then when He reached down His hand for me, He had to reach way down. There's another song that said, God reached way below the bottom for me that night. I believe I wasn't on the bottom, but below the bottom when He touched my heart and helped me. Amen. He brought us up and He brought us out. Look at verse 5. The Bible said in chapter 24, verse 5, I sent Moses also and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according to that which I did among them. And afterward, I brought you out. Ain't you glad God brought us out? Amen. And I'll tell you, I appreciated what Brother Jason preached the other night, but it's right here in this text too. He didn't just bring us out. You know, that reminds me of that preaching on separation. A lot of people, and that really goes along with this tonight, serving the Lord with determination. A lot of people, they get the message of being separated from. The Bible said, come out from among the world, be a separate people, saith the Lord, touch not the unclean thing, and I'll receive you. You'll be sons and daughters to me, and I'll be your father. Amen. That's Bible preaching. But I'm going to tell you, God didn't just want us to be separated, to sit over there on a shelf like a whatnot. How many knows what a whatnot is? Amen. It's just something to dust once a year. Say amen. You got a bunch of them, ain't you, Sister Marie? I seen that look in your eye. Amen. I don't know a woman that don't have a bunch of them. Amen. And that's all right. But God wants us to be instruments of righteousness. Not just something to look at. Say amen. He wants to use us. And the Bible talks about in the book of Romans, not Paul said, separated. What's that next word? Unto what, Brother Jason? The gospel of God. Amen. God didn't just pull me out of the mess. He put me in the line to work for the master. Amen. Separated unto. The Bible said here in verse number 8, He didn't just bring us out, but He brought us in. And I brought you into the land of the Amorites, which dwelt on the other side of Jordan, and they fought with you, and I gave them into your hand that you might possess their land. In other words, let me give you several things right here, real quickly tonight. The Bible said here, I brought you out, they dwelt on the other side of Jordan, they fought with you. How many's ever heard them songs, and there's a bunch of them, that acts like that Canaan land is heaven. Canaan land ain't heaven. In Canaan land, beloved, there's still war going on. When I get to heaven, glory to God, the fight's over. Amen. And there's nothing to conquer there. It's already been conquered. Amen. We're going to ride out behind Him on that white horse and out of his mouth goeth a sharp two-edged sword. Amen. But listen to me tonight. The Bible said here, I gave them into your hand that you might possess their land. Listen carefully. And I destroyed them from before you. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, the king of Moab, arose and warred against Israel and sent and called Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. But I would not hearken unto Balaam. Therefore, he blessed you still. So I delivered you out of his hand. You went over Jordan, came unto Jericho. I'll get to it in a minute. And the men of Jericho fought against you, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and all them otherites. And I delivered them into your hand. Well, let me give you something tonight. This is the way God wants me to look at this. Let me just say, if it weren't for God's help, you know what we would have tonight? Just in this little text right here, we'd have defeat instead of victory. They didn't have victory because of who they were. They had victory because you've got any victory in your soul tonight, it ain't because of who you are. It's because of who he is. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, if it weren't for God's help, they would have had defeat instead of victory. But because God helped them, they had victory instead of defeat. Amen. I like that. Don't you? And then the next thing God showed me, if it weren't for his help, I just read it in the text, they would have had curse instead of blessing. But because God helped them, they had blessing instead of curse. I don't know about you tonight, but that blesses my heart. In other words, beloved, they needed the help of God. Let me just say this to you. You and I don't need the help of God any less than what they needed. We need the help of God. You say, Pastor, how are we going to make it? If he'll help us, we can make it. Amen. We need the help of God. And then, Brother Jason, I thought about this. Some may not understand this, but in verse number 13, he said, and I've given you a land for which you did not labor. If it weren't for God's help, you know what we'd have? We'd have works instead of grace. Everything I've talked about that God done for me, I didn't labor for none of it. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Ain't that good tonight? Amen. If it weren't for the help of God, we'd have defeat instead of victory, curse instead of blessing. We'd have works instead of grace. Look at verse number 14. Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in what? And truth. You know what it would be, what we'd have denied if it weren't for the help of God? We'd have lies instead of truth. But because God's helped us, we've got truth instead of lies. We've got grace instead of works. We've got blessings instead of a curse. We've got victory instead of defeat. All because the God of heaven loves you and I. You say, Pastor, I don't get what you're getting at. Well, here's what I'm getting at. I think I'm just going to serve the Lord. Amen. That's what Joshua said. I'm just determined. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Tonight, serve the Lord with determination. The last thing in the message tonight I want to give you is really not found in the text, but I believe you can see it to a degree. And that's, we ought to serve him because of what he's doing in heaven. There ought to be a determination to serve the Lord because of what he's doing in heaven. Let me show you what I mean tonight. Look at verse 25. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and set them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. Did you know, beloved, it'd be a happy day in your life when you look at this book like a covenant, like a love letter from the God of heaven. Amen. He loves us tonight, and he's made a covenant. You say, Pastor, what do you mean? He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He said, now you're saved, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things. I'll take care of you something to wear. I'll take care of you something to eat. I'll take care of you a place to lay down and sleep. Say amen. That's the covenant that God made with his people. He loves us tonight. What is he doing in heaven? There's an intercessor. He's sitting at the right hand of God to make intercession for us. I've said this before. I think it needs to be said again. Some of the best praying you'll ever do in your life, Brother Matthew, is when you can't get a word out. When you're so broken, you just fall before the Lord and you can't even get a word out. You say, that ain't even praying. I beg your pardon. I believe the Holy Ghost of God takes that broken and that contrite spirit, amen, and carries it before the throne of God. I believe that's some of the best praying. Hey, listen, I believe with all of my heart we ought to incorporate this into our prayer life. I try to. God, sometimes I don't even know what I need. God, you know what I need even before I ask. But Lord, you said to ask. We have an intercessor in heaven. But not only that, we have an inheritance in heaven. Look at verse 32. Here's how I picked up on this. In verse 32, the Bible said, "In the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt, buried they in Shechem, in a parcel of ground which Jacob bought of the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver, and it became the inheritance of the children of Joseph. Now, here's what I'm going to say tonight. You say, Pastor, we have an inheritance in heaven. How many remembers in, I guess it's Genesis chapter 50, what Joseph told him? You know what he told him, Brother Jason? He said, God will surely visit you. You know what preachers today are preaching? Jesus is coming. Amen. You know what? He's going to visit us. Amen. What's going to happen when he visits us? According to 1 Peter chapter 1, we're going to get to go to an inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, which fadeth not away. And then God used this word, reserved for you in heaven. Amen. We were talking on Sunday, some of the restaurants in Kingsport, they allow you to call ahead with reservations. And some of the restaurants don't. It's just first come, first serve. You know, you get there and you might wait 30 minutes and you might wait an hour. Amen. Most of the time. I used to preach long enough to deliver you guys from that. Amen. The Methodists were long gone the time we got there. Amen. But anyway, I'm telling you tonight, I've got a reservation. It's better than a restaurant. Amen. I've got a reservation in glory. Amen. Reserved for you. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I'd have told you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I believe he's determined too. He said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I don't know about you tonight, but I tell you, for God's people, I don't know what we'll face in this world. I don't. But I tell you, we're going to face him out of this world. Amen. And it's going to be, I believe, Brother Dale, better than it can be preached about, better than it can be sung about. I believe I have not seen nor ear heard nor entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. And the only glimpse we get, but they're revealed to us by his Spirit. Amen. Every once in a while we get a little taste of home. Amen. I see that in a lot of homes, a taste of home. Amen. I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm so hungry right now I could eat the house. Amen. These fellows been running off and leaving me on this diet plan. Amen. I'm determined to catch up. The weather's broke. Amen.